plays, what's your take on where this team is going forward?
Well, I think we're excited with the direction we're headed. You know, it was a year of a lot of growth in a lot of areas. You know, there was a lot of moments where, you know, we could have folded, and we battled hard all year. So I think where we stand today, it's an exciting place to be, considering, you know, where we've been at this time in the last few years.
Last season, you guys came in as fit as you possibly could. Is it you guys have to achieve that same level this off season going into next year?
Well, I think that's the standard. So there's a way we do things now. So if you're not at that level, you'll be left behind probably.
Drew Stafford has potential to leave this team. You guys, you and Mark, really clicked with him. Do you make any overtures towards him to try and keep him around?
I already have. So, you know, those things are out of our control. But, you know, I would say as important as he was to our team on the ice, you know, he was equally important in our dressing room. He was a big part of what we did, him and Mizey. So luckily we have the big fella around for a few more years, and hopefully staff follow suit.
So some of the players are talking about the injuries that they've had. Were you dealing with anything down the stretch?
As healthy as can be.
Do you think it would be easier to recruit or keep guys than maybe it would have been at last year at this time?
Well, I think the guys that were here, you know, they know our group and they know what it's like to play a home playoff game here. So I think that should make it a little bit easier probably.
Like you talked about how proud it was to be a Winnipeg Jet after you guys got eliminated. How was your experience being a Winnipeg Jet this year as compared to maybe years in the past?
I mean, this time, the last few years, you know, I was, you know, mentally, physically drained from the experience. You know, we were a team that was kind of pulling in a million different directions, and you know, it was a frustrating thing to be a part of. And now, like I said, you know, the resolve we had just to get to where we got to. You know, we're in the toughest division in hockey, and you know, we thrived. So it's a completely different feeling. There's a lot of optimism about being a part of this organization now, and I think going forward, we've set the benchmark of what it is to be a Winnipeg Jet, and you know, going forward, there's going to be high expectations for everyone that's on this team.
One of the top guys, obviously, since you got here, but it seems like off the ice and on the ice, you took a real big step. Just talk about your year and how you felt you matured and changed as a player.
Well, I think the realization as you get older is, you know, you don't have to. You don't have to create a scoring chance. You don't have to score a goal every shift. You know what I mean? Those things come. And throughout my career, you know, given the opportunities, you know you're going to score goals. You know you're going to get your points. So I think that's a maturity thing, is just having patience in your game and realizing that, you know, playing 200 feet is a lot more important than maybe creating offensive chances every time you're out there. So I think that goes into what we're trying to do as a team as a whole. And I think Paul has had a big influence on you know, just kind of laying it out there for guys and showing, you know, what winning hockey looks like. And I think we had a lot of guys buying into that. So I think I'm no different than anyone else, just buying into what we're trying to do. And it gave us all some success this year.
Are real championships an option for you?
Sorry?
World championships?
I don't think so. I think it's time for me to be a dad again. So my real season starts now.
Like, you're one of the guys who have believed in this core for years and years, and I know there's still other steps to take, but how do you feel about this season and sort of showing and proving that you guys are a core that can make playoffs? And
well, I think, you know, it's I've talked about it before, you know, the core group of guys. You know, I know those guys. I know who they are as people, as hockey players, you know the families they come from. So my confidence was never wavering in those people. You know what I mean? I knew that we had, you know, I don't know how many guys it is, but enough of the right guys to get this thing to where we needed to be. And we were able to fill in some holes to get us over the top. So I'm proud of the work every day that group has done to get us where we're going. You know, it's been a lot of hard work. It's been a lot of you know, answering uncomfortable questions, but you know, that's all part of it to get to where we are today and where we're going in the future.
Because as an athlete, 2 years ago, that's hard to buy into, or not for you, but when you're hearing all this stuff and it's not being successful, it's that belief maybe that gets you to the next step?
Right, yeah, and it's tough. You know, it's tough to stand in front of the cameras and you know, preach, you know, having confidence and faith in what we're talking about when you're maybe not seeing it every night on the ice. So that's the toughest part of the job is when you have to stay with things that don't necessarily show up every night, but you know if you stay with it over the course of time, it's gonna get you to where you want to go. So I think that's some of the gratification we get from this season is seeing some of those hard works paying off.
What's that going to do for you going forward? Just the fact that, you know, it's not faith anymore. You guys saw the results from what you did.
Well, I think we come into next season incredibly excited about what we do. And, you know, I think coming into this year, there was some doubt about where we are, what we were going to look like, you know, how we were going to fit together. Got off to a terrible start, and that's really where we got things together. So I think it's going to be a different feel coming into camp next year. I think, like I said, I think we have established what we do, what we look like as a team, as a group, and we should be able to hit the ground running next year.
What's the biggest priority for the off season?
I'm going to get away from it for a while. You know, I woke up today ready to play a game, so that's gonna eat away. You know, for a while. There's satisfaction from where we are, but you know, we're still watching hockey right now, and that hurts. So that's gonna hurt for all the guys for a while, you know, knowing that you know, we're right there to still be playing some meaningful hockey. So it'll be a little bit of a mix. I'm gonna stay away and you know, when I'm ready to go again, I'll, you know, hit it full force.
Is the frustration less this off season than the ones past where you were really upset that, you know, it was over already?
Right. Yeah, it's a completely different emotion. You know, it's less pissed off and more, you know, more. I don't know what the right word is, but it hurts a little bit deeper this year, just because, you know, we're right there. Before, you know, we can talk all we want about being a playoff team, but we weren't as close as we are now. So we're right there with the top teams. I mean, we played Anaheim. You know, we didn't win any of those games, but we're right there with the best teams in our conference. So. There's excitement, disappointment, a lot of different emotions, but you know, mostly good things.
How much did you guys know about what Andrew was going through?
Oh, I knew all you know, the whole way. Obviously, you know, we're close, so he communicates those things, and you know, he's the type of guy that you pretty much have to take a limb off him to take him out of the lineup. So that's the thing about Laddie too, is that he's not you know, he's not broadcasting it. I don't know if. I bet you most of the guys didn't know what he was going through all year, you know. So, that's why he's our captain. What else can you say?
Is this a big sign of leadership for you guys in the room that he's probably in a situation where, you know, months ago he should have had surgery, but he kept playing for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's I don't want to say that's what I expect out of him, but that's kind of what I expect out of him, just because I know him. And you know, that's why he is our captain, and that's why, you know, he's the focal point of what we do, because not only has he won championships, but he does those little things that are required of a captain that kind of go unnoticed, that you take for granted, you know, playing through injuries, you know, taking the heat when things aren't going well. And you know, like I said, I mean, guys in the room probably didn't know. I bet you 90% of the guys didn't know that he was playing pretty banged up all year. So, you know, that's the kind of guy he is.
He can't answer this, but you can. You know, some people have criticized him, saying, well, if he was that hurt, he shouldn't have played. What, you know, for you, what's it mean to have Andrew Ladd in the lineup, regardless of whether he's 60% or 90%?
I get more out of a guy, you know, trying to play through things, you know, even if – I mean, if you can't play, you can't play. There's a difference, you know what I mean? But I think he was still productive in what he was doing out on the ice. You know, he was still a big part of what we were doing every night. I mean, he was playing 20 minutes with a sports hernia. That's hard to fathom. So I have a real problem with people who don't try, who shut it down. You know, for me, you know, I'm trying to play no matter what, unless I can't play. And I think Laddie's the same way. So that's the standard.
Thanks, Blake.
You're welcome.